Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when Annie is off for a day, I get to prepare some things. And the main stuff that I prepared is in that first hour when we took your calls on my 3 or 4 point plan to balance the budget. It's rather creative. And most people liked it. They had some concerns with it, and that's fine. But I think overall it was a winner. So listen to that, like Brad said. And then there's other stuff that I bring that sometimes I'm bringing for a Wiggins America segment, and I'm like, I don't know if that'll work. That may work in a different one. And I brought this today, 7 things that immediately make your house look bad. And then I realized that that is a terrible topic even when Annie's gone. It's a bad topic no matter what, because it's stuff like bland art.
Boo.
Those conversations, they go nowhere. They go nowhere. So I'm not going to do that to you right now. We're going to do a segment that Brad leads called What Did I Miss?
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
All right. This is the segment where we catch up on audio cuts that didn't make the show throughout the week and some of the topics that maybe didn't make the show out throughout the week. And the first cut that I have here is some breaking news. I don't think that we talked about this at all unless we mentioned it in passing, and it was Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Just learned, as Carly was talking, that Dick Cheney has died. We're learning more information as we do. We will continue to pass that along to you, of course. We just literally got this information a few seconds ago.
He was chief of staff under Gerald Ford. He was former secretary of defense under George H.W. Bush. He went on to be vice president for 2 terms with George W. Bush, and is considered the conservative's conservative, a very hardliner. Someone extremely competent and someone who dealt with heart issues in his 30s and has dealt with that his entire life.
They're saying that he died last night at the age of 84, and we just received a statement from his family. Ainsley, you want to read this?
Sure. It says, Richard B. Cheney, the 46th vice president of the United States, died last night, November 3rd, 2025. He was 84 years old. His beloved wife of 61 years, Lynn, his daughters, Liz and Mary, and other family members were with him as he passed. The former vice president died due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. For decades, Dick Cheney served our nation, including as White House chief of staff, Wyoming's congressman, secretary of defense, and vice president of the United States. Dick Cheney was a great and good man who taught his children and grandchildren to love our country and to live lives of courage, honor, love, kindness, and fly fishing. We are grateful beyond measure for all Dick Cheney did for our country, and we are blessed beyond measure to have loved and been loved by this noble giant of a man.
So I wanted to play that because they read the statement from the family on his passing. And it is sad to hear whenever somebody passes away. But I just felt like it was necessary mentioning that Dick Cheney did pass away this week. And we wanted to acknowledge that fact and offer.
It's good to put in What I Missed, yeah, for sure, because it's not something that I don't think came up other, right, than maybe in passing, right, or in Fox News updates, right, as we were on. But it is something that the only thing I will add to it is, A, to become the vice president of the United States is a huge achievement. I don't care,
yes,
what anybody says.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
It doesn't matter what party. If you've become the vice president, if you're Al Gore or whoever, Kamala Harris for that matter, you've achieved something. Now, the thing about Dick Cheney is, though, when he died, I was looking at the news that morning, and I thought, well, there's not really a lot more to report. That's why we didn't really mention it a whole lot other than that he passed away. But I did notice that, and it all comes back to Trump again, of course, as usual, that the coverage of his death said words from the mainstream media like influential. And I can almost guarantee you that had he not come out as anti-Trump, that verb, or I'm sorry, that adjective would have been a different adjective.
I think you're all over that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not that that's that big of a deal. It's just, it always comes back to that stuff.
I vividly remember the mainstream media hating Dick Cheney.
They like, hated that guy.
More than they hated George W. Bush.
Yeah, because they, he was war and we're against war.
They talked about Dick Cheney like he was some sort of evil puppet master behind the scenes pulling the strings on George W. Bush.
It's a fact.
And now they're like, oh, he was revered. And
revered, like, loved. He was an influential name within the conservative movement. And none of that's wrong.
No.
It's just that whenever they write your obituary, I just hate that it's the people writing it are writing it in light of the current situation of Donald Trump and his relation to that.
Dick Cheney lived too much of an influential life for it to rise and fall on Donald Trump and how he interacted with him.
But it's the facts.
That's the day and age that we live in.
That's the truth.
All right. So the next clip here is from Election Day or the day after Election Day. And it is, I don't know, Ryan, did you see this? Fox News did some polling during their election night coverage from different voters, California.
I'm sure I did, but I don't know exactly what you're referencing.
This is their polling on Jay Jones, and who was, if you guys remember,
Virginia AG.
Yep.
If you look at some of the questions over the Jay Jones text scandal from text back to 2022 and how this is affecting the attorney general's race there, possibility of a split ticket. We asked voters what best describes their opinion of those leaked texts. Almost half found them to be disqualifying. About 1 in 4 said they were concerning, but then another 1 in 4 said they weren't concerned or they hadn't heard enough about it. So we'll see how they cast their vote when those numbers start to come in.
So when she says almost half there, when you watch the video, it's 46% of voters.
So that's not of Democrats.
That's of voters.
Of all voters.
So 46%, only 46% said that wanting to shoot your political opponent in the head and that hoping that their children die in the arms of their mother so that your political point can get across. Less than half of voters in Virginia thought that's disqualifying.
I just wonder where the line is to where everybody would agree that should never happen. We shouldn't vote for that guy.
I don't think that there is a line anymore.
And I'm not even trying to make some grand point. I'm just asking curiously, what is that thing?
I don't think that there is, and I'm being as serious as
Is it different for Republicans and Democrats?
Maybe.
Because they highlighted the candidate for governor in North Carolina, and this was not on our radar a lot.
Yeah.
But I do remember that when he ran, the Republican candidate, he said some stuff that they considered racist or misogynistic or something in the ist category.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was. And it got enough people in the Republican Party to say, I'm not going to vote for him.
That doesn't represent us.
That they now have a Democrat governor in North Carolina, even though they have a supermajority of Republicans in the legislature. So that did work on Republicans, whatever that was. That thing, whatever that thing is, didn't work on Democrats for this guy.
At least in this area on that line.
Because it's not the same thing, but it does seem like it's really bad. That you would privately be texting people about murdering people that you just disagreed with politically.
Yes.
And like over and over, not just you, the flippant text.
When the person responds to you, did you really mean that? And then you're like, yeah, I'm serious. I'm not taking any of that back. Like they gave, like I read through the text thread and it was like, don't say this.
And
are you
multiple,
serious?
incidents of it.
Yes.
Not just, oh, he said it once and he had a, it was a bad moment.
Yes.
It was, he would say it over and over about murdering people and their kids. And you're like, that's over the line.
Yes.
Does it disqualify somebody? I would think so.
I think it should. But it also worries me because that, I mean, like we talked about this earlier in the show, you know, we're heading to this point where the divisions are so great amongst people that you've got people that are saying this is a life and death situation. Therefore, the response is appropriately threatening lives. That's not a good spot to be in.
Yeah. Wow. It's just a philosophical question almost as much as anything. What is the line? And is it different for different parties?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
I got another one here. This is from Chris Matthews, and he's not buying the polls that the Democrats are putting out about Trump's popularity.
To be honest with you, the country is moving towards Trump. I mean, these polls that come out and show him not doing well, I don't buy that. I think his strength is still greater than the Democratic strength. He is a stronger public figure than the Democratic people. I mean, Obama still has tremendous charisma, but Trump has strength. And I think that's what all voters look for. But they want a president who is a strong figure. And he's got it. And he can, you know, it's just there. And half the country buys it. That's what I think.
So when he said this, one of the things that I think that this highlights is, and you combine this with the results of the election, A, the election results this past Tuesday, that was blue candidates winning blue states. Like New Jersey wasn't even, actually I looked at some of the numbers and Chitterelli actually outperformed his previous election.
Depending on what metric you're looking at.
Yeah, like he got more total votes.
He got more total votes, that's true.
But Democrats got a lot more total votes.
A lot more.
I think it was like 35% more, but,
it's pretty weird.
Yeah. It's odd. But when I look at this, what I'm seeing is because we looked at the election night coverage from 2024 and it's like almost everywhere shifted right. But did they shift right to GOP or, and I combine this with what Chris Hayes is saying here is, or Chris Matthews is saying here, are they shifting toward Trump? Are they Trump voters, not Republican voters? Because the numbers like the Latino voters and the black voters and all of that for Chitterelli didn't match the turnout for Trump. They actually went toward Mikey Sherrill.
Mikey Sherrill.
So anyway.
Last thing I'll say on this topic is that every election cycle, and I mean even off-year election cycles like this one off November, I go on my show on the weekend and I record my picks. And I don't pick the easy races. Like if you go out and you're like, I think Republicans are going to hold Idaho. You're like, that's not
a
big deal.
Way to go out on a limb there, bud.
So I pick just the hard races. And ever since 2023, I'm on record. 22, I started doing it. But 23, I started actually recording it. I have picked with accuracy 100% of the races. And that's of the tough ones. And so going into that race, the governor's race of New Jersey and all the Virginia ones, I actually picked Jay Jones to lose that race just based on the data. But my gut told me, no, don't. Jones is going to win that race.
They're crazy.
And so I bucked the data and went back and recorded a podcast on Monday to put on my page that says I'm changing my pick to Jay Jones over the Republican Mayorkas. And then that's what happened. So I retained my 100%. But the problem is, in that election, last thing I'll say because the music's playing here, the polls were so far off for Chitterelli and for some of those Virginia races that it's almost like Trump 2016 level bad. They had Chitterelli winning that race, or within 3 points of winning that race overall. He lost it by 13 percentage points. It wasn't even close. And we're talking about good polls. So, I mean, that was a weird election. Anyway, we'll be right back with the results of today's poll. Will America ever have a balanced budget again?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.